What's up, Breakthrough Success Listeners? Mark DiBerti, the podcast coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And one of the things that we have to do to get more sales, but also build engagement from our existing list of customers, is to personalize the customer experience. It's easy to shoot out a tweet. It's easy to send out an email. It's easy to do all these different things that, yes, they provide value, but no, they are not personalized. So that's what we're going to talk about in this episode, how to personalize the experience of your customers and your visitors so you're able to grow your business. The guest who joins us today, he's the co-founder and CEO of OmniSend, which is an all-in-one e-commerce marketing automation platform that helps you sell more by converting your visitors and retaining your customers. Our guest today has been building and bootstrapping startups for over 10 years and has shared his knowledge and expertise on numerous podcasts, including now Breakthrough Success. So our guest who joins us for this episode is none other than Rytis Lauris. Rytis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Nice to be here. Nice to talk to you.
I'm so happy, Rytis, to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I feel like the customer experience is something that we don't think about enough. We don't think about personalizing the experience. So can you talk a little bit about how you realized, oh, I need to be personalizing the experience and how you've gone on to do that?
Yeah, very good question. So here at OmniSend, we do focus on e-commerce businesses, and we do help e-commerce marketers and businesses in general to mainly retain their existing customers. So we do facilitate their retention marketing. And once launching our product, we saw that, you know, those who do sell online and those who do have online transactions, we have so much data about their customers' behavior and their needs. So it's both based on on-site behavior and like historical back-end data. When did like someone purchase something? When did you see for the last time? What kind of product did the one browse on your website and your online store, etc.? And this really enables you to provide much more personalized experience. And now at OmniSend, we have our like mission of a company to make marketing relevant again. It used to be relevant like back in the days when, you know, small grocery stores somewhere in small towns and villages, the marketing was really, really personal, that you knew every one of your customer and you really had a personal chat. You can introduce what kind of new products do you have, what's happening around, etc. Then it was an age of spray and pray marketing, like TV ads and billboards, where actually you cannot target and you cannot personalize messages which your potential customers or existing customers do receive. So now it's really turning back to those small personalized experience, and we are facilitating that well, kind of initially analyzing a lot of behavioral data and then enabling marketers to really broadcast the right messages to the right person through the right channel, which is very important as well. Just, you know, picking the right channel. It can be email, it can be text message, it can be like other messengers. It's very important to allow your customers to choose the channel, the most preferred channel.
And it's interesting how you say, like, if someone doesn't buy something, you engage with them as if they haven't bought that item. Because one of the things that you see often is like a basic sequence of emails that is really just not personalized. Like, if you bought this product, you're still getting pitches about the product that you bought already, which is a big mistake. What you want to do instead is be selling the next thing at that stage, or telling people like, hey, you haven't bought this product yet. This is something you might be interested in. So it is good to be able to personalize that relationship. For someone who is just beginning with this, because it does seem like it takes a lot of time, because I know, like, if you create a product, you want to have a sequence for people who didn't buy. You want to have a sequence for people who bought. And then the next thing you want to lead them to is maybe like a coaching or something like that, depending on what your business is. And then again, you have like a sequence for people who buy, people who don't buy. So this could very quickly become a whole chain of emails. So for someone who literally is starting from product number one, what's the first communication you start with and then building up to more personalized, more nuanced?
Yeah, so the very beginning I would recommend is really abundant cart reminder. it's kind of sounds really trivial, but there are still a lot of online businesses in the market which does not utilize this super highly effective sequence. So just, you know, reminding someone that the one did not complete the purchase, and like sending like emails, sending Facebook Messenger messages, and SMS messages to remind and maybe to incentivize per person to buy, like giving some kind of discount or free delivery services. So I would recommend to start with that basic, then followed by browse abandonment. So if you already know about your like customer a little bit, you have a contact data, you can track, like Omnisend or other tools can help you to track what the customer is specifically looking on your online store, on your website. That's how you identify their interest, and that's how you can run specific campaigns with like specific products to being promoted there. So it's kind of before the purchase, very beginning, and after the purchase. So really kind of upsell or cross-sell campaigns, they're highly effective, because like, you know, up to 2 weeks after purchase, if the customer is happy about the experience you have provided, I mean, the product itself and the online purchasing experience. So they are kind of really are your advocates and quite active advocates. So this is a great opportunity in like 2 weeks window to either upsell or to cross-sell other products to your existing customers. So again, like sending sequences through different channels, and what you have mentioned, right? Stop promoting the same product which has already been purchased, and to see what is complementary with the product and include in the messages those products which are either complementary, or maybe you can encourage them to upgrade. You know, they have bought something more basic, and maybe they can immediately upgrade if it's, let's say, if it's a digital product, not a physical one.
And it is interesting. I mean, Redis brings a really great point up. Like, you don't always do the upsell right away. For some people, they do the upsell right away. Like in my experience, I do an order bump and things like that. But if you're just starting and you only have one product, you don't want to have to create 10 different products before you could feel like you can actually start creating funnels. So this idea of like 2 weeks in between someone buying the product and someone doing the next upsell with you, one thing you can do is just create the whole sequence for that first product you have. And then when you get your first sale, that's when you start thinking about, what do I want to sell 2 weeks later if you don't have that in place yet? And you could even do something like a seed launch if it is a training course, so you don't create any of the content. You wait for someone to buy first. So you can, like, minimal viable products, just testing out the idea. So it is really interesting how Redis mentions that, hey, you could wait 2 weeks to do the upsell and continue providing people with free content along the way.
Yeah. So, so in case you don't have like a second product and you just start doing things, either it's like physical products or digital products, so you can run like a post-purchase campaign, like providing a discount code which is valid for, let's say, 3 months. And although you don't have a second product to cross-sell immediately, but you can provide a discount code for future. And then what you do, let's say after 2 months, you build a segment, you include all those who have already been provided with the specific discount code, and you start a campaign for them to remind that, hey guys, you have your discount code and there is a second product already online. So you can both explore what we have offered as a new thing and use the benefit in form of a discount code which you have got after first purchase.
Yeah, that discount code is a really great strategy, because people will copy that thing, they'll put it in like a note or something, hold on to it, and then when you come out with your thing, they'll be ready with their discount code. It's interesting how, I mean, there are so many different touch points that we have. Like, email is the biggest, but like Messenger, like all the different social networks, they're all touch points. How do we get people to engage with multiple of these places where we personalize the communication instead of it just being email or just being Facebook or just being Twitter, just being one instead of all?
Yeah. So according to the research here at Omnisend we have conducted, so using more channels, like two or like more channels, really increase customer retention rate by more than 90%. So that's really a huge increase in customer retention if you use on the same flows, on the same sequence, use more than one channel. So how to do that? So initially what you should be doing is really asking for consent, for permission to communicate via different channels. Yeah, usual practice currently is that we do ask for just the one channel, subscribe to our newsletter or, you know, subscribe to our Facebook Messenger messages or WhatsApp messages, but we rarely ask for a few channels in the same place. So that's the number thing what we should start doing is really start asking for consent via different channels, to communicate via different channels. So I would say that really, really basic should be email and SMS messages in the same form. Then like push notifications, web push notifications, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp messages. And, you know, you can put it either in one form, you can ask in different situations while someone is browsing your website. If it's really engaged, then you ask for more data. If it's just, you know, a second page of visiting, maybe a bit less data, but you really play around and put different forms in different pages of your website and ask for more permissions to communicate via more channels. And of course, not all of the people will give you a permission to communicate via like, you know, three or four channels, but, you know, getting at least two will double your customer retention. So that's already a great, great achievement for you.
And I do like this focus on the email list because I still feel like that's the, it's the most engaged place that people are ready to give you. Like, I feel like people are ready to give you their email address. They feel like they're going to get some kind of value out of it. But I feel like people are not as ready to hand over their mobile number right away. But if they are receiving enough emails from you and then you say, like, text this number, then you're more likely to get people who actually text that number. So email, yes. I feel like it's something that people are more ready to hand out than SMS. And then you get the SMS by building the relationship.
Yeah, that's correct. You're right. So I would emphasize two things here. One is really, you know, building a segmented, again, personalizing message for your loyal customers or your loyal visitors. It's one of the way to ask for permission to give a mobile number, as those people are already kind of, you know, advocates of your brand. They are loyal to you, so they are more willing to give you permission to communicate via SMS. It's a first thing. A second thing is nowadays really SMS is living its renaissance because you can unsubscribe from SMS as easily as from email. Previously, you cannot like stop this marketing channel anyhow, just or maybe replying with stop letters, etc. Now, like all the modern products which provide you SMS marketing capabilities, they do include a link with like unsubscribe link, a very short one. So for the end customer who receives SMS marketing, it's very easy to opt out. So if your phone is not that intrusive as it used to be in the past. It's one thing, and second thing is really like as they are media rich, as you can attach images, you can include links to that. So the customer experience is much more consistent. That you just click on the link on your smartphone, you open this mobile website, you can complete the transaction on your phone. So there is no need to go from phone to your desktop and to enter manually the URL, which, you know, the brand has sent you through the text message. So yeah, so more and more people are kind of willing to provide their phone numbers.
Yeah, and it's good to see this like jump. Like, it's definitely something that's building up. Like, you see more people. Like, I'm definitely subscribed to more stuff on my phone than I was before, but still nothing compared to the email list. It is something that's still building. So definitely very fascinating insights there. I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits that you would say have really contributed to your success, because I know you've had 10 years working with startups. I know you have OmniSend right now. So can you just share some of the habits that have really been your North Star?
Like personal ones?
You could do a mix of personal and professional for this one.
Okay, so I would say like training focus it's a one thing to really manage to focus and to pick the right priorities. It's very important, I would say. Second thing is, I'm not sure if it's kind of a habit, but you need, I believe in enabling people, in a big enabling theme. So stop micromanaging. It's very important because you have limited time and you need to stop micromanaging and trust other people, your teammates. That's another very important thing. And and they're practical one. So anything I plan it in a calendar. I don't have a separate to-do list, because what you put in a to-do list, you don't have estimated time. What do you need for that specific task? So even if it's just a to-do task, I put it in the calendar with a time slot dedicated for that. If it's a short task, I put it in 15 minutes bracket. If it's like a longer task, I book already 1 hour for that. And so nobody can book any meetings, not to disturb me, and it helps me to plan the day, upcoming days in that way. So that's kind of very practical habit, which helps me to prioritize things and to arrange my agenda.
And it is interesting that you do you write down when you have to do certain tasks, you give them certain time allotments, and it's really good to get clear on that kind of stuff, because you could write a list of different things you have to do, not really think about how long each one's going to be or when you're going to do it, and then it just doesn't really get done, or you get half of the stuff done, you miss the important stuff. So really awesome habits and insights from Redis during this episode. For people who want to learn more about Redis, definitely go to OmniSend. We'll throw that link in the show notes, along with the link for people who want to schedule a free call with me, who want to see how to launch, grow, monetize their podcast. But where are some of the other good places we could just find you, continue following your work?
Yeah, so personally, I really love LinkedIn as a social network. It's my preferred one. So yeah, on LinkedIn, you can find me, Redis Loris, as well as on Twitter, Redis Loris. So everybody is welcome to join and follow me and share their experience.
Well, we will include all of those in the show notes for this episode. Redis, thank you so much once again for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks for hosting me, Mark.
Redis, thank you again for joining me on this episode of Breakthrough Success. And it's amazing to think that we are actually going to be releasing the 400th episode. So the next time that you tune into Breakthrough Success, it will be episode 400. And that episode will be with someone who's been with HubSpot for a very long time. He's been with them in their startup stage. He's still with them now at their IPO and they're a public company. So if you want to learn how to lead and build creative teams and just learn about HubSpot, like the differences in mentality and business strategy between when they were just startup versus when they IPO'd, like some of the differences there, it's going to be a really fascinating episode for you. But once again, I'm just so grateful that you're still with me for episode 399, episode 400, big milestone number. I am certainly excited about that and hope you guys are too. So anyway, that pretty much wraps up this episode. We do have a book recommendation as well that I feel like will help a lot of authors, bloggers, writers, entrepreneurs out there, which I will be mentioning now, and then we will cap off the episode. Did you know that writer's block doesn't actually exist? In his new book, Writing, Blogging, and Self-Publishing, Chris Ballard shares the secret formula for writing your first book. Not only does he debunk this big myth, but he also shares how you can write your book to completion, even if you've tried this whole writing book thing before and things just didn't go quite as planned. So if you are an inspiring author, make sure you grab your copy of Chris's book, Writing, Blogging, and Self-Publishing, over on Amazon today, so you could discover the secret formula for writing your first book. So that is my book recommendation for all of you listening. And I mean, I will be coming out with a video soon about all the things I've learned from doing all these interviews on Breakthrough Success and also my virtual summits, because I've definitely done, like, I really want to say over 600 interviews with all these different people. And interviewing people is one of the best ways to learn, to build relationships, to grow your business. I mean, podcasting has really done so much for my brand. And there are a lot of people who I've gotten to know very well who will say the same thing. Podcasting has done so much for their brands. and we're nowhere near oversaturation. We've only got like 700,000 podcasts out there, much less of those podcasts being active and consistent. While we're talking about over a billion blogs, we're talking about so many millions of YouTube channels. All those places are great, but I feel like podcasting is this incredible frontier for people who want to grow their businesses, get in front of more people, get new clients, and have a very reliable stream of income. Because a lot of podcasters, even people who are podcasting, they view it as a hobby, or they say the ROI comes from the relationships, but you can certainly make money with podcasting as well. So to be able to have done this many episodes on Breakthrough Success, public speaking, my virtual summits, it's really been amazing. And the amount of people I've met and how podcasting has really become a business for me. So if you are interested in starting, growing, monetizing your podcast, we should definitely jump on a strategy call, markgaberti.com/strategy, or just send me an email, markgaberti.com, because I really feel like podcasting is this new frontier still. You've definitely heard about it more, but it's certainly new relative to like the other platforms that have been around for a while that have like a ton of people competing on them. But podcasting is just one of the best things you could do for your business. I constantly hype it up. Because it's just really awesome, the kinds of experiences and the business model you have with podcasting. So those are my last little tidbits. Thank you guys so much for helping me to reach this point of being able to release episode 400 very soon. But anyway, until that episode airs and for the rest of the day, what I want you to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.